With us today is my good friend and in-house genius, Dr. Peter Michalos, and our philosophy, live long and prosper. Dr. Peter Michalos, I'm glad everything's well with you. What is today's advice, and how do we get to live to be 100?
Well, we're going to talk about a topic that's very important to everyone, and that's anti-aging and some of the tools that are being used in anti-aging and on the new frontier of medicine, which many times now in the age of in and out medicine and the short amount of time people spend with people, there are certain areas of medicine that people don't spend a lot of time to talk about. Today we're going to talk about peptide therapy, and one of the earliest peptides being used was actually insulin, and it's basically a group of amino acids that are chained together, but in the body they have a very interesting process. They're like the activator switches. They work by stimulating various processes in our body, such as collagen production, which we need to heal for joints, for knees, growth hormone release. And they also have been used in weight loss, like the semaglutides we know about, and affecting how hungry we are, and also regulating certain patterns, even how our sexual drive is, our energy levels. And for example, there's one peptide called BPC-157 that now many orthopedists are starting to use, and they find that it's helpful in the repair after trauma and orthopedic injuries. And they're also using it in certain gastrointestinal problems and gut regulation problems with certain people who have stomach problems. So these peptides are being used more and more in anti-aging, after trauma, in hormonal regulation. And we're going to be hearing a lot more about these molecules. The problem is that a lot of these things, some of them are entangled in the FDA, and the FDA gives a lot of resistance to the use of these peptides, and they're being used throughout Europe and other countries in the Near East, Mid East, but getting them in the United States is a little bit harder, but some of them are still available. But you really have to have first a good deep dive of blood work. After that, then your anti-aging integrative medicine specialist or even some orthopedist will prescribe some of these medicines. And we're going to be hearing about these things a lot more in our pursuit of longevity, anti-aging, getting our bodies to heal better and faster. And also the other thing is, as we talked about in the healing process and longevity, you have to have a lot of the basic amino acids, what are called essential amino acids. Those are the bricks and building blocks. And that's why it's important after surgery, why they advanced your diet and they tell you to eat healthy and have the essential amino acids. But those are the building blocks that help you heal. And one of the vitamins that helps glue everything together for collagen repair is vitamin C. And that's why they tell you after wounds and injury to take vitamin C. That's how it was first discovered when the British sailors, the reason they call them limeys is that they found that vitamin C, without it, their gums would bleed, they wouldn't heal, but then they would travel on transatlantic voyages without refrigeration with limes and lemons, and they'd put it in the water. And that's how they got their vitamin C. And they would heal better, and their gums wouldn't bleed. So that's vitamin C turns out to be a great glue to help heal our collagen, our skin. And our skin, of course, is the largest organ in our body, and it's our barrier to the outside world. So it's important to keep our skin healthy. And they even have peptide creams now that women are using and some men use for anti-aging as well. So we'll be hearing more about peptides on future episodes of the Cats Roundtable, and keep listening to WABC to live long and prosper, and always consult your physician first before using any of these medicines.
Well, that's a good lesson on staying alive longer and staying healthy. Of all the things going on these days, there's so many things going on with all new strange diseases and Anything that we should be concerned about?
Yeah, sure. Better sanitary conditions. When you have people walking around cities and urinating and defecating in the streets, guess what's happened? You're going back to the old days where diseases spread more readily, and then you have disease carriers that ride in crowded places like cities and subways and crowded venues, and we're going to see more of disease spread. So we need to get back to good old-fashioned hygiene. We need to have clean streets, clean subway seats, clean bus seats, and, you know, good old-fashioned keep things clean, keeping our air, our surfaces clean to minimize the spread of disease. And as you've talked about many times on WABC, the proper screening mechanisms as people are coming in to the country, however, which way they come, that they get screened properly for medical issues before they merge with the rest of the population. And it's part of the health and safety to protect the public, the American people. And in every country, there are health and safety laws, but you need to follow them.
Well, Dr. Peter Michalos, thank you for everything you do to keep our audience living longer, and we'll catch up with you again real soon.
Thank you, John, and thanks for always getting the truth out on the Cats Roundtable.
God bless.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.